Proudly presents The John Morris Show, Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Ryan McGuire, Baylor volleyball coach in his fifth season.
Yeah, most certainly. It's going to be exciting to be home. You know, I think when I first started here 5 years ago, we maybe have 60 people, and now we might have 6,000. And it's fun to be in this atmosphere.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Ultimately, you want to have a great conference, great preseason. We're both fighting for that regional seed. You know, it's possible we still both can achieve that. And, Texas is so good. They've been good every year, but they got their middle back healthy for that match. And they were definitely firing all cylinders. And we were off a little bit. You know, a couple sets we were toe-to-toe, back and forth, but you got to make plays all the way through the end to win matches like that.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
Yeah, our fan base has really, really been growing. Volleyball is such a fast-paced, athletic contest. I think everyone who comes, you know, I've had so many people just be like, hey, we attended this match. We had no idea that volleyball was this exciting, that the girls are so athletic, that the excitement and the joy and the celebration is so much fun. I'm looking forward to having a great fans and representing Baylor and Waco very, very well. And you know, we want to have them all back when we, Lord willing, are hosting the postseason and trying to make a run into the Final Four.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show on a Wednesday. Glad you're with us. A little bit overcast, a little bit foggy here in Central Texas. Be careful if you're driving out there. That is Coach Ryan McGuire in the Open, Baylor volleyball coach. This match we've been talking about for a while comes up tonight. Third-ranked Baylor hosting number one Texas in volleyball in the Farrell Center tonight.
It's going to be a really good atmosphere. Great game. I'm expecting a really good game. I know Baylor's got a chip on their shoulder. They want to come out, and you know it's at your home court. You've already know that you're going to have a record-breaking crowd, and they're going to put on a show.
Yeah, crowd, varying reports. I'll send a text, and I'll find out where it is right now. But we were told yesterday 6,000 tickets out the door already.
That's wild.
So the all-time record crowd for a Baylor volleyball home match is 3,878. That was against Tennessee this year back in September, 3,878. And if that number is correct, already 6,000 tickets out the door. And with all the build up to this, number one versus number three, you got to think there's going to be some walk up crowd tonight also. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a stretch, but it's not inconceivable. Baylor could double its all-time record crowd for a volleyball home match tonight.
I don't think anybody, like even the start of the season, you knew they were good. But if you said that, I don't think anybody would believe you.
Right,
you
right.
Because, I mean, what, the Farrell Center holds 10,000?
Right.
So they're almost, I mean, that's not bad.
Well, there were just under 7,500 there for the women's basketball game last night. Well,
when you're rivaling the, you know, defending national champs,
that's right.
You're doing something right.
That's right. So it's going to be a great crowd. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Number one, Texas handed Baylor its only loss of the season so far. That was back on October 23rd in Austin, a 3-0 win by the Longhorns over Baylor. And since then, Baylor's just started another winning streak. So they are 21-1. Texas is 19-2 on the year. They are 13-0 in Big 12 conference play. So top two teams in the Big 12 for sure. Next closest would be Iowa State, and they are 8-5 in conference play. Mm-hmm. So these two are have pretty much lapped the field in the Big 12 standings so far.
Yeah, they know what they're going to get in this game. I know both coaches have gone back. They've looked at the film and everything, and you know, Texas, while they were dominant in that match, you know, they see that there's going to be room for improvement for them, you know, and at the same goes for Baylor. There's definitely room for improvement from the first time around, and you just see whoever makes the correct adjustments is going to be interesting.
So 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock, Baylor versus 7. Texas. Yes, volleyball tonight in the Farrell Center. We'll talk more about that. Katie Steger will join us coming up in a few minutes. Katie works. I started to say works with me. I'm going to say it correctly. I work with Katie on the volleyball broadcast, and former Baylor standout. And we'll get her thoughts on the matchup tonight and Baylor volleyball in general. Katie is very, very knowledgeable and great to work with on these broadcasts. We'll have it tonight on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus.
How neat is that for you, going back and being able to do these games? Like, you had the basketball with King and the Ladies Bears with who was it?
Nina Davis, Nina, right.
You know, and then now Katie. How unique is that to be able to do that from your aspect?
It's very fun. I mean, I really appreciate the opportunity, you know, to do that, because they are, you know, they are so well-respected and so revered. You know, it's funny, when Jim Haller and I are doing games, a few people come behind us, you know, and tap us on the shoulder and say hi.
Right.
When Nina Davis was there with me, I mean, people were coming up wanting to take pictures with her. Nobody's wanting Jim and I's picture at all. They want Nina Davis's picture, though, so pretty cool. And then the same with King. They kept coming by, you know, and talking to him and saying, we're pulling for you, all that good stuff. And then Katie. Katie's a rock star. I mean, in that world, in the volleyball world, there's these parents that come up to her. There's little kids, girls, you know, who really look up to her. So it's really fun.
I just think it's got to be good as well when you're working with somebody who has a player's point of view.
Yeah.
You know, and they can look at the game in a way, or, you know, give an analysis of something that we might not see from the outside. I think that's got to help.
Yeah, and that's sort of our goal in, you know, when we crew these events, whether it's radio or television. The gold standard is Pat Nunley.
Right.
Pat Nunley is absolutely the best. And he has, you know, when we look for somebody, we look for a Pat Nunley, you know, in that particular sport. Somebody that played the game, knows the game, very articulate, and knows Baylor, you know, is Baylor through and through. So, you know, Pat is sort of our gold standard for any and every color analyst we look for, whether it's radio or TV.
I just think that's a really – I've just noticed that the trend, and it might have been something that's going – I mean, JJ does it, and he's, you know –
JJ's so right there. Absolutely.
It's just something unique. I don't know if all schools do that or not, but I like that.
Right. Now, it's worked really well for us. And if you know, we've got a lot of smart people, you know, who graduate from Baylor. So, like JJ and Pat and, you know, Maggie Davis-Stinnett doing women's basketball, all those, you know, they just fit that bill really, really well.
Yeah, I like that. That's how y'all do that.
Katie is right there as well, and Katie is very smart, and we'll visit with her coming up in just a few minutes also. Women's basketball won last night in the Farrell Center. Not a 70-point blowout like they had in their first three games, but they certainly got a test, which Coach Mulkey said she was expecting from 22nd-ranked South Florida. Got down to a one-point game about midway through the third quarter. Then Baylor extended the lead. Got a big three-pointer from Juicy Landrum late in the game. Baylor's only three of the game. They avoided a lot of turnovers in the game last night and won it by 12, 58-46 was the final score.
I tuned into a little bit of that game. I watched the whole second quarter and some of the third before I was putting my son to bed. And, like, watching the USF's good.
They are.
You know, and they are – they're real consistent. They shoot a lot of threes, but they rebound. Their offensive rebounding is really solid. And the one thing I noticed is when they tied the game up, I believe it was like 15-15, and then Baylor tried to pull away, but Coach Mulkey was like, okay, enough of this. So she started pressing them, you know, and that opened the gap up a little bit. But it was a good game to keep an eye on.
It was a really good test for Baylor, and obviously their toughest game of the year. They South Florida out-rebounded Baylor, and that hardly ever happens.
They were good on the boards.
Yes, yes, and a bunch of offensive rebounds for them last night also. First time the women had been out-rebounded in a game since the national championship game against Notre Dame, so it just doesn't happen very often.
I think it's good, and that might sound dumb, but I think it's good for that to happen because it's a learning experience. But at the same time, you got your post is out, you know, so it's an adjustment, and it gives time to develop, you know, early on. So, like I said, you're going to learn from this, and I'm pretty sure that Coach Mulkey will put an emphasis on blocking out this week. and we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. So Lady Bears win. They're 4-0 in the year. They'll host Lamar tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in the Farrell Center. Men left town yesterday. They were headed for Conway, South Carolina. They'll play in the Myrtle Beach Invitational. First game for the men is tomorrow afternoon. It's a day game, 3:30 our time, for Baylor versus Ohio. A win there, they would get either Utah or Coastal Carolina on Friday. And then no games in that tournament on Saturday. It's an ESPN tournament. So the way ESPN does it is Thursday, Friday, Sunday, sort of working around college football Saturdays. But then Sunday, Baylor could play any number of time slots, you know, depending on how they do on Thursday and Friday. But the first game is 3:30 tomorrow afternoon versus Ohio.
How fun would that be to be a part of this team and the staff? Think about it. Before in the summer, you're in Italy. We're just going to fly to Italy. You
know, right, right.
Nothing to see there. And then, oh, wait, we'll just go to Alaska to start off. And now we're going to Myrtle Beach.
I know. Pretty good, huh?
That's pretty awesome.
See the world with Baylor basketball. That's great. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we will visit with Katie Steger. She and I will have the broadcast tonight of number one Texas versus number three Baylor in volleyball from the Farrell Center. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and we'll get Katie's thoughts on that when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley's show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet and McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Check out our November Fall Savings event featuring our best truck deals of the year. Come see the difference so many of our friends rave about. Transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Stick 'em, Bears.
Wake up, Waco. It's time for your financial update with the team from Lovett & Associates. Here with us today is Eric Lovett. Eric, you've made an offer for the book Income Allocation. Why does this financial model and structure for our assets make so much sense for today's retiree?
Let's go back and talk about how you've always done things till the time you retire. You have always, first and foremost, had an income plan. Your paycheck is your income plan. What you save after your bills, that is your investment plan. Typically, no one has an investment plan or asset allocation without first working and having a paycheck. Check as an income plan. Here's the misstep. Wall Street and the lump sum we've built up in our investment plan lead us to believe that at a specific age or a certain dollar amount, it's okay to abandon our income plan, leave the paycheck behind and replace it with only our investment plan. Do you feel comfortable relying on your investments not to falter? Are you confident in the asset allocation investment plan that has never supported you suddenly providing everything that your paycheck has until this point? Everything and more, because every day is Saturday in retirement. Income allocation works by showing you exactly what you will need, how much you will have to take from your retirement investment accounts to replace that paycheck. It is very specific. It is contractual and mathematical. It prioritizes your highest needs in retirement. It is exactly what we do here at Lovett & Associates, and we do it every day. We've helped so many people around the community. They'll come and visit with us. They don't think they can retire. They think they need to work another 5 or 10 years. And then we show them how we can use income allocation. And it is the most gratifying thing when I tell them that they can retire sooner than they thought.
Call now and request your complimentary income allocation retirement portfolio design and the book Income Allocation. 254-870-6800. That's 254-870-6800.
Security and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC, a broker dealer, and a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other entity. Investments in securities do not offer a fixed rate of return. Principal yield and or share price will fluctuate with changes in market conditions. And when sold or redeemed, you may receive more or less than originally invested. No system or financial planning strategy can guarantee future results.
Direct phone number to reach Lovett & Associates is 254-751-1256.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRoser, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
Bombarolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Bombarolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.pomparolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Bombarolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Wednesday morning. Do appreciate you tuning in this morning. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. And we are joined by former Baylor volleyball standout Katie Steger. Katie is all-time kills leader in the rally scoring era at Baylor. So a great career. Now we are fortunate to have her with us working in the athletic department in that great business area that we have there. And Katie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Looking forward to tonight. Big match tonight, Baylor versus Texas. What do you think about Baylor getting a second shot at these Big Bad Longhorns tonight?
I think it'll be awesome. I mean, these two teams are just, they're the top of every category in the Big 12. I mean, all season this has kind of been that anticipated matchup. I think Baylor has had such a program, incredible season in terms of breaking records and just kind of set their toe a little bit at Texas. I mean, a tough place to play, but I think having them back in the Ferrell Center is exciting, and it's drawing a lot of fans because of how high level of volleyball it will be.
Yeah, should be. It's going to be a great crowd. It's going to be a great atmosphere in there tonight, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think they were saying the numbers already, 5,000 tickets have sold, and what was the record before, 3,800, John?
Right,
is that
right.
Right?
Yeah, 3,878, right. So
I think just filling the Ferrell Center. I mean, we talked a lot about Gregory Gymnasium and just how many people really are at each of their games, and it just changes the environment. So I'm excited for the Baylor team to kind of get that home court advantage here tonight.
It's interesting, isn't it, that Baylor really has Texas' attention. And that was shown the first meeting of the year, October 23rd, when that as you mentioned, the Gregory Gym was sold out way before, like 2 weeks before the match. So they knew, you know, what Baylor was doing, and Baylor was 16-0 and number one in the nation when they went to Austin. So at Texas, with their history, and you know, they really own this series against Baylor. But, you know, Baylor's got their attention this year for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you said it, that with the record that, yeah, Baylor hasn't beaten UT in heaven knows how long. But I think this year, it just the energy and the excitement around this match is different, even from how it was in the past, just because of the way that Baylor's been playing and the way that they have beat teams that have been playing right at that as high a level as you can. So I think more so this year than ever before, Texas is kind of almost taking this more seriously. And I think the way that they packed out Gregory Gymnasium in that first match of the year. And I mean, I would not be surprised if there's a lot of orange in the stands tonight, because I think they know how serious of a game this is.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, and that's a real loyal fan group at Texas, you know, that follows volleyball. You know, that's shown by their attendance figures at home. But I think you're right. I think there'll be a bunch of those folks that'll make their way to Waco this evening.
Yeah, definitely. I think that is that Texas is a good picture of what Baylor's just on the brink of being in terms of a fan base for a volleyball school. I think just the growth that we've been able to see this year, just in breaking attendance records and kind of things of that nature, that the Baylor team's starting to put together this product that people want to watch, and that it's kind of creating more demands for, as a former volleyball player and just a fan of volleyball. I think that is awesome because they're playing at a level that deserves the kind of fan base that they should have tonight, which is exciting for them and just ultimately makes it even a better experience for those student athletes.
All right. Help break this down for us from your perspective. What does Baylor need to do better tonight than they did that first meeting when they were swept by Texas 3-0 in Austin?
Yeah, I think it just starts with serve and pass. So for the Baylor offense, when they're in system, it's really hard to stop them. We talk about some of those big names we hear a lot, but the Yasiana Presleys, the Shelley Staffords, Marika Vandermark, Kira McGee, Gia Moana, all hitting incredible percentages this season. That as long as they're starting with a pass, which is tough because I want to say, yeah, Texas leads the Big 12 in service aces, so they're going to be aggressive behind the line. But I think if Baylor's able to be consistent with their pass and give their hitters opportunities to be the hitters that they are, they're kind of going to be able to be more in the driver's seat than they were when they were in Austin.
For the casual fans who don't know too much about volleyball, what would you tell them, what would your sales pitch be for why they should come out and see a game, especially this one?
Yeah, I think it is just the sheer fact that this is just about as good a volleyball that is happening anywhere in the country, and it's happening right here in Waco, Texas. So I think that whether you know every number or whether you are newer to watching volleyball, like there's an excitement with the how hard these girls hit the ball. And there's an excitement with just the physicality with which both of these teams play. So whether you know tons about volleyball, whether it's new and you're learning, this is just kind of as good of an atmosphere as you really are going to get anywhere in the country. So much fun for people to come and be a part of that, I think.
Yep, very good sales pitch there. And tonight would be a great night. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Katie Steger is with us. She and I will have the television broadcast tonight, Big 12 Now on ESPN+. And let me say this publicly, Katie, that I tell you all the time, it's great to work with you, and we appreciate having you on those broadcasts.
Thank you. It's so much fun to be on them. I love hanging out with John.
It is fun. It is definitely fun, for sure.
Probably too much fun sometimes.
Well, I don't know if you can have too much fun, but
no,
it is great for sure. How about when you were playing 2013 to 2017, did y'all come close any of those years to beating Texas?
We definitely took a set a couple times. Which I think just changes the mind. That just goes to show the way this program, the mindset's changed. And a lot of that is due to Coach McGuire coming in and just changing where, in all honesty, early on it was, okay, we took a set from Texas. Okay, we slowed them down. We didn't let them steamroll us. Whereas the mentality now is, here's a team that we should beat. And when they were disappointed that they didn't win in Austin, it was because that standard was higher. So I think it's awesome that that's the mentality now.
Well, from a recruiting standpoint, the success they've had is obviously, you know, gained the attention of kids interested in Baylor. If they get the victory over Texas, well, that'll just push it over the top, won't it?
I think it will. I mean, already I just think this Baylor coaching staff recruits so well just because, I don't know, I think they're just different than a lot of other coaching staffs in that it's not just volleyball and it's not just numbers. But in the reality of the situation is people are drawn to schools because of big wins, like a win over Texas and things like that, and just being high caliber volleyball schools. So to me, the Baylor coaching staff and the Baylor team already recruits so well for themselves just because of the type of people in the program. But I do think you draw the eye of some of those top, top, top recruits and get an opportunity to get them on campus and see kind of what Baylor's all about by having big wins like this.
All right, Katie, thanks for your time. We need to let you go to get to a meeting here in just a few minutes. But
yeah.
Thanks for your expertise, and I'll see you in the office here in just a few minutes.
Sure. See you guys soon.
Thanks, Katie. Sure appreciate it. Katie Steger, former Baylor volleyball great, and our color analyst on the Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus volleyball telecast. And she really is great to work with. She's got the heart of Baylor volleyball, and just a really, really good person, and represents Baylor so well. It's great to have her working with us in the athletic department full time since she has graduated and moved on from being a student athlete at Baylor. So it's 7 o'clock tonight, Baylor versus Texas. Texas number one in the nation, Baylor number three in the nation. Baylor the number one RPI in the nation. Texas the number two RPI in the nation. What more do you want there? I mean, there's not a better volleyball matchup anywhere in the country than we'll have in Waco, Texas tonight.
No, you can't ask for one. I mean, like you said, you're not going to get that. But just the week in general, when you put it, when you just think about this, we've had two sellouts, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is the vibe like around, like walking around campus and stuff? It's got to be remarkable.
It's pretty cool. So football, you're talking about football?
Yeah, just,
is a sellout, yeah.
Yeah.
And back-to-back sellouts for Baylor football. So that's another Baylor-Texas this week. And that's the second Baylor-Texas matchup this week that's really big.
I think people from Austin might as well just come up here and, you know, just see Waco for what it is for a few days and just stay put, you know, and
yeah, just
visit
stay
around and stay for the football game and then go home.
That'd be all right. Yep, yep. So volleyball tonight, 7 o'clock from the Farrell Center. Hope you can be there. Certainly, there are tickets available for this one tonight. The sellout we're talking about is the football game on Saturday. Not a sellout for volleyball tonight, but come on and be a part of a record-breaking crowd, and could be an historic night for Baylor volleyball if they were to knock off the number one ranked Texas Longhorns. Appreciate Katie being with us. Let's take a break. Come back in a moment. Later in the hour, we will guess the cover of Sports Illustrated today. We've got a new one. And Garrett, last time we did it, it was virtually impossible.
Yeah, high school basketball, like a junior in high school?
Right, a junior in high school.
That wasn't going to happen.
Right, right. So that one was designed to not be guessed. This one is, I'm going to say it'll be a good test for you guys, but I think you'll get it.
I'm looking forward to it.
But it'll be a test. I'll say that for sure. So we'll get Stephen in here, and Stephen and Garrett can guess the cover of Sports Illustrated. Take a break. Be back with more in just a moment. Hey, we're brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Want to remind you that today is the deadline. Today at 5 o'clock is the deadline for ordering those Thanksgiving meals from the Baylor Club. All you need to do is you can go online, thebaylorclub.com, or give them a call at 254-710-8080, and they will do all the work for you as far as preparing a Thanksgiving meal. There's two levels, the regular meal and then the souped-up meal, if you will. Your choice there, and but today is the deadline. So keep that in mind if you would like to take part of one of these Thanksgiving to-go meals. Today, 5 o'clock is the deadline to guarantee availability. Also, in addition to the Thanksgiving meals you could buy for you and your family, the Baylor Club, you can partner with the Baylor Club and Mission Waco to provide a Thanksgiving dinner to some local family that might not otherwise enjoy something like this. You can buy the meal, and then through the Baylor Club and Mission Waco, they will donate that, give that, deliver it to a family in need here in Central Texas. So really, really nice Thanksgiving spirit and frame of mind here in the Thanksgiving season to maybe purchase one of those meals for yourself, and you say, and I'll purchase one of those and have them donate it through Mission Waco as well. All the information on the web, thebaylorclub.com. If you have any questions about that or for reservations or any questions about membership, give them a call. The main number is 254-710-8080. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Come experience the difference at Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years. And the GMC Sierra 1500 light-duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate.
At Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
Serving Central Texas since 1964, Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference. Where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
You can have the most beautiful backyard with gorgeous landscaping, perhaps a hot tub or pool and a deck, but that view can be ruined without a fence from Pinnacle Fence and Supply. Pinnacle Fence can customize what you need. Privacy fencing, chain link, ornamental iron, and even fence repairs on what you already own or temporary fencing for commercial or residential needs. Pinnacle Fence provides various lengths of warranty on gates or fencing, especially during the wonderful but sometimes odd weather in Central Texas. Let us complete your backyard haven. Pinnacle Fence, 133 North 1st Street in Hewitt, or at PinFence.com.
Miller Lite is brewed for every Cowboys fan who knows Miller Lite has been the only beer of the Cowboys since day one. Because when it comes to your team and your beer, you never compromise. That's why we brew Miller Lite with great taste and only 96 calories. Miller Lite. Hold true. Celebrate responsibly. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Train heating and cooling system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a Train. Second-ranked Baylor Lady Bears remain undefeated on the season after topping 22nd-ranked South Florida 58-46. After the game, head coach Kim Mulkey was asked if she had expected a much tougher game than what her team had faced so far this season.
Well, absolutely. You played the 21st-ranked team in the country. That team plays against UConn two and three times a year. They're well-coached. They're all international. Kids, you saw two teams getting after it defensively.
The third version of the college football playoff rankings were released Tuesday night. Four teams from the Big 12 are in the top 25. Iowa State comes in at number 22. Oklahoma State is up one spot to number 21. Baylor drops one spot to number 14 after losing to OU. And Oklahoma closes things out up one spot to number 9 overall.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. It's time for America's fastest growing game. Guess what's on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
All right, it's time, that time of the week, every other week, now that it's published bi-weekly, to guess the cover of Sports Illustrated. I want to remind you also, John Morris Show is brought to you by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. Their 94% first-time fix rate leaves their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean Hunt at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. Welcome in. Stephen Simcox joins us along with Garrett Ross. And time to guess the cover of Sports Illustrated. Last time we did it 2 weeks ago was the very strange college basketball preview issue. But it was a high school kid, a junior in high school, 15-year-old, who was supposed to be, you know, the next coming of LeBron James. So I'm sure some people, like our coaches, would probably know that kid's name, but I'm not sure how many of us would know who it was. So we sort of whiffed on guessing that cover. But this one, Stephen, I told Garrett, was this would be a tester for you guys, but I think you'll get it. I think, I have that much faith in you.
Well, it's surely easier than last week.
Yeah, no doubt.
It is. And if it was along those lines, I would tell you straight up that it is. So who won most recently?
Steven. He holds the crown.
All right. So you get to go first today.
Is this an individual on the cover, JMO?
There are two, but it is mainly an individual, so I'll say yes to that. I mean, it's sort of focused on this one person.
Is this a current athlete?
That's correct.
Is a male?
Yes.
I'm assuming he plays in a team sport?
That's correct.
Is this football related?
And it is. You're on a roll.
NFL related.
And that's a yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm
setting this up to tee it up for Gary.
You are paving the path.
Is this an AFC player?
Not AFC. Garrett?
So it's an NFC player.
Is that a question?
Is it an NFC player?
Yes, it is.
Let's see. Is this a quarterback?
It is not.
Okay.
Steven.
Is this a running back?
It is not. Garrett.
Is it a receiver?
It is not.
Okay.
Steven.
Is this a defensive player?
That's a yes.
Man, I'm trying to go through my Rolodex of defensive NFC players. Is this a defensive lineman?
Yes. I'm not 100% positive, but I would say yes.
Okay.
Judging by the kind of the tone of the headline of the story, I think it is.
Is this a Cowboys player?
No. Garrett?
Oh. Is this an NFC East player?
Not the East. Nope.
Okay.
Steven?
Is this a San Francisco 49er?
That would be a yes. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it's going downhill.
Is Nick Bosa on the cover?
Final answer?
Yes.
Nick Bosa is correct.
All right.
Very good. How did you go from not NFC East to San Francisco 49er?
Well, I was going to ask you NFC West.
Right.
And then when I thought of that, I thought of the season that he was having.
Yep.
So I figured it might be him.
Very good. And here's the kicker. So it's him on the cover. But the issue is, it says up here at the top, the innovation issue. And the story is apparently about, it says, cutting edge, past plus future equals NFL disruption. And it's talking about the 49ers way, apparently talking about sort of a new wave and innovative ways now that teams and players like Nick Bosa are performing.
Yeah, that's interesting. They've had a really good season. And, you know, they got Kyle Shanahan, who used to be the Falcons OC and was considered like the next kind of genius. And they traded for Jimmy Garoppolo, who was Tom Brady's backup. But they've really done a lot of their damage on defense this year with Bosa, and you know, they brought Richard Sherman over in the offseason, and they've put the clamps on teams. But Bosa's an interesting player. He shut it down after that. He got injured in that TCU game and just decided he wasn't going to play anymore because of the risk of maybe getting re-injured. And it's obviously paid off for him. He didn't really drop in the draft.
Yeah.
He's thriving in San Francisco now.
I think the only highlight I've really seen of him is the glorious sack of Baker Mayfield and then recreating the flag plant.
Yeah, exactly.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was, that's the Ohio State in him coming out, right?
Oh, yeah.
They played the Redskins in that just it was actually a pretty close game, but it was because it was that monsoon
at
FedEx Field. I think it was at FedEx. And he did a belly flop.
When he slid and slide
because it was raining so hard.
Here it says on the cover, old school two back sets, quick time practices, and that Nick Bosa led pass rush. Three good reasons surprising San Francisco has turned the NFL upside down. And again, it says cutting edge, the innovation issue, and there's other stories in here. It looks like sort of talking about innovation in sports. Mm. It says helmet wars, golf's unstuffy future, The Forbidden Shoe. I don't know what that is.
No idea.
I
got
to look
that.
At that. The innovation issue is the one.
I bet the Forbidden Shoe is like the pregame when they wear cleats and somebody did something. I think it might have been Odell Beckham, and he wasn't able to wear the shoe. There was an issue about that.
Really?
Yeah, he's done a lot with his shoes this year and his accessories. He had the watch early in the season that he got suspended for was like $100,000 or something like that.
It's ridiculous.
Here's the shoe. I looked inside. It says, a brush with greatness on the eve of the 1968 Olympics. Puma introduced an innovative new shoe that threatened the track and field record books and Adidas's place atop the athletic footwear hierarchy. What happened next was part Cain and Abel, part cloak and dagger. Interesting.
Wow.
Goes back to 68.
I bet SI contributor Clyde Hart will enjoy that.
That's right.
Enjoy that article.
Let's see if he follows up with a letter to the editor again from Coach Hart. Interesting. So the innovative issue, the innovation issue. I had faith in you guys. That's not easy, but you got Nick Bosa.
We narrowed it down.
Yeah, well, you narrowed it down. I just kind of like shot in the dark over here.
It took both of you. And he's the main focus of the story, but there are a couple of people on the cover. The other one is one Kyler Murray as Nick Bosa's closing in for a sack on Kyler Murray of the Cardinals.
He's done better than I figured he would this year. Murray?
Yeah, the Cardinals have been, they've been okay. I think Cliff is going to get another year at least, which is longer than their last head coach got. And it seems like that offense, he's pretty comfortable. And obviously, you'd think he would be coming. He's basically coming from that system into the NFL.
Yeah, he's been interesting to keep an eye on, though.
Yep. Good job, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, JMO.
Thanks, Steven. Thanks. Congratulations. Garrett, thanks. Well done. Let's take a break when we come back. Day of the day and some birthdays. We'll share those with you when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. Follow her on Facebook. Get her contact information there. Today being Wednesday, she'll have a Catching Up with Cunningham short motivational message there on her Facebook page. So that is enough reason in its own to go look at the Facebook page. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. She can help you with anything you need buying or selling your home. Also brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRozier, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
Imagine getting special Alan Samuels employee pricing and you don't even have to work there. Alan Samuels presents Employee Pricing Plus during the Black Friday sales event. You pay what our employees pay, plus you still get all applicable rebates. Buy a new 2019 Ram Lone Star, get employee pricing, plus up to $9,000 in rebates. 0% for 60 or 1.9 for 72 financing is available. Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat.
You vowed last year to do your Christmas shopping early next year. Well, next year is here, and we're ready for you at Allen Samuels. Now, get employee pricing for all during the Black Friday sales event, and all applicable rebates still apply. Save thousands on new 2019 Ram Lone Stars, and new heavy duties are included. And you can still choose 0% for 60 or 1.9 for 72. It's Black Friday all month long at your Christmas car headquarters, Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Automatic Chef Canteen is a full-service micro-market vending and office coffee provider with state-of-the-art vending equipment. They offer custom-fitted micro-market vending and office coffee solutions for your employee break room. Locally owned and operated for over 50 years in Central Texas, including in-house mechanics on call 24/7 for fast, reliable service and maintenance. Automatic Chef Canteen, 6900 Imperial Drive in Waco, or online at automaticchefcanteen.com.
Don't miss Marksman Firearms' big Black Friday blowout. Get a Heritage 22 revolver for $99, Maverick 88 Cruiser 20 gauge for $199, Taurus G3 9mm for only $239, or Mossberg Shockwave 410 for just $319. Magtech 9mm 50 count ammo only $9 at Marksman Firearms Killeen, across from Killeen Mall. MarksmanFirearms.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Trane heating and cooling system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a Trane. Second-ranked Baylor Lady Bears remain undefeated on the season after topping 22nd-ranked South Florida 58-46. After the game, head coach Kim Mulkey was asked if she had expected a much tougher game than what her team had faced so far this season.
Well, absolutely. You played the 21st-ranked team in the country. That team plays against UConn 2 and 3 times a year. They're well-coached. They're all international. Kids, you saw two teams getting after it defensively.
The third version of the college football playoff rankings were released Tuesday night. Four teams from the Big 12 are in the top 25. Iowa State comes in at number 22. Oklahoma State is up one spot to number 21. Baylor drops one spot to number 14 after losing to OU. And Oklahoma closes things out up one spot to number 9 overall.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with this final segment, John Morris Show on this Wednesday. Morning fog lifting a bit here, but still overcast. It's going to warm up. 79, the projected high today here on the 20th of November. And it's going to be 79 degrees. But a change is coming later this week, Thursday into Friday. Front's going to hit, and it's going to really drop.
I'm just hoping it's not humid today, which I have a feeling it's going to be.
I think it is going to be. Yeah, exactly.
I hate humidity. That's the worst.
Yeah, kind of humid this morning walking the dogs.
Yeah.
Also. All right, day of the day. Let's see. Garrett has told us that today is National Education Support Professionals Day.
Pretty good day. They definitely need all the support they can get.
I like that. It's this is American Education Week. So as part of that, the Wednesday during American Education Week is National Education Support Professionals Day, honoring the contributions of school support employees. I would applaud that completely. The day honors a long list of professionals who keep schools running smoothly. They include secretaries, classroom aides, cafeteria workers, maintenance workers, bus drivers, and all the others that support the educators, school leadership, and, of course, the students as well.
Did you have a teacher or anybody that had a key impact on your life?
Well, my wife was a teacher for 20 years.
Well, that counts.
Yes, that definitely counts. And I can remember so many growing up, you know, that were really, you know, they even this many years later, I can remember them. And, you know, that's such a, golly, when you're talking about elementary, middle school, even high school, such a formative time in your life. And teachers have such an impact.
Yeah, they really do. I think mine would probably be my coach. Coach Willis, he had probably the most impact on me, not just coach's perspective, but in classroom as well. I had him for government and history as well.
Yeah. I would, if I had to pick one, it'd be along those same lines. Dan Cassidy was his name. He was high school baseball coach at Danville. And my parents, my senior year, were going through a divorce.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was trying to play baseball and I had all that going on. And he was very, very, he was very good.
It's always helpful in situations like that. I mean, there's a lot of outside factors to it, but I think the role of like a lot of teachers they're more than just a teacher. They are like a second parent to students and multiple other things. And they're not compensated as much as they should be. But beside that, I think they're undervalued.
Yeah. So teachers, and then today we recognize especially education support professionals. So this is your day. If you have somebody like that that's maybe important to you, or, you know, your child in a school, maybe remember them in a special way today. That's a good one. Very good. Thanks, Garrett. Mm-hmm. All right. Birthdays today to mention. Let me go to the list here. See what we have. Today is Chris Radcliffe's birthday. Chris at KCEN, Channel 6, used to do sports now, and then used to do mornings. Now he is the evening co-anchor at KCEN, so I'll have to shoot him a note. Happy birthday to Chris Radcliffe today. Today is Kyle Bruner's birthday, son of Greg and Linda Bruner. And Kyle, I know, is coming for the game this Saturday. So, KB, happy birthday to you today. Here on ESPN Central Texas, the air quotes, the voice guy that mm-hmm. you hear with all the intros and stuff, his name is Jim Cutler.
Yeah.
And today is Jim Cutler's birthday. So, you'll know who I mean, you know yeah, who I'm talking you know about, Cutler. Right? I know you do, yeah. but people listening, he is on our station. He's on ESPN Radio, National, ESPN Television. He's on stations all around the country. But today is Jim Cutler's birthday also.
Blessed with a golden voice.
Yeah,
there.
He is. He really is. But the thing about his job is, and we had him on the show one time just to talk about his job a little bit. The thing about it is, he works from home, has a studio at home, of course, but it's kind of a restrictive job, too, because he does stuff for so many people mm-hmm. and so many news outlets and sports plays, you know, like ESPN Radio, that there might be something that comes up. Hey, we need this now.
Yeah.
You know, and he's got to be there and be available to do it. So it's hard for him to take time off. Because, I mean, he's got to let all his clients know, hey, yeah. I'm going to be away for this particular period of time. Let me know what you need before then.
Could you imagine, like, waking up and checking his email? Like, I bet he's bombarded
no, I know.
With thousands
I know,
of emails
I know,
a day.
Exactly. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of places, they've got to be understanding of that, too, with him. But I bet he gets some weird requests, timed requests,
yeah.
right? So Jim Cutler's birthday is today also. So let's see. I think that's all I have. Anybody to add?
I don't have anybody today.
All right. So happy birthday to those folks. KB, happy birthday to you. Chris, happy birthday to you also. And big day today. Big night tonight. Baylor volleyball at home hosting Texas in the Farrell Center. 7 o'clock match time. It's going to be an all-time record crowd there tonight. Already tickets out the door. It's already a record crowd by tickets sold. And it's going to be a fun atmosphere for the Bears and the Longhorns coming up tonight.
What are you looking forward to the most in this matchup?
To see how Baylor handles this big stage, mm-hmm. you know, because Texas, they play in a lot of big matches.
Right.
You know, they played, let me look here. They have played already this year. I'm looking for their results. But they play big matches like mm-hmm. this all the time because, you know, they're a program that, you know, when Texas comes to town,
yeah.
it's a big match, you know, in volleyball.
Yeah, they got a target on their back.
Right, exactly. So already this year they played at Stanford. That was one of their losses. And, you know, that had to have been a big atmosphere there. Let's see. Other than that, I guess that was their biggest. They played USC at home, but that was their biggest road match non-conference so far this year.
Where was their other loss at? Was it at home?
You know, it was at Rice, which was unbelievable. It was the week. It was September 18th. It was the week that Baylor played Rice in football.
Right.
So when we went down there, they were still buzzing about Rice had beaten Texas
yeah.
in volleyball like 3 days earlier. So those are their two losses at Stanford. Stanford was number one in the nation at the time. And lost that one 3-2, and then they lost at Rice 3-2, and that's it, 19-2 on the season.
Well, they are vulnerable on the road. We know that.
Yeah, their two losses have come on the road, exactly. Both of them, all
yep.
those losses, both of them have come on the road. So that'll be fun tonight for Baylor-Texas volleyball. We had Baylor women's basketball last night. Told you the Lady Bears won by 12 over South Florida. Last night was also the Whataburger Care Bear Toy Drive donation night. And fans, the Lady Bears fans are really good about this. They know the date. They bring these bears of all sizes, and mm-hmm. there were some huge ones that they brought. And at the end of halftime, I think is when it was, they invite folks to come down to the edge of the court and they toss the teddy bears on the floor, and then they're gathered up. And then on December 4th, a group of Baylor student athletes will take those down to McLean Children's Hospital in Temple.
That's awesome. And McLean Children's Hospital does great work. We've had go there a couple times, so that's a great cause for them to do.
Yeah, it's really cool, and a lot of people contributed to that, so thanks to them. Whataburger is the partner in that as well. It's reminiscent of John Brown University in Siloam Springs, Arkansas. They do the toilet paper toss. Have you ever seen that?
I've never seen that.
Oh, I'll show you the video of this. Okay. So every season for John Brown basketball, the first points they score of the new season, fans come loaded with toilet paper, rolls of toilet paper, and they TP the court. They toss them out there. And it's just a tradition. They get a technical foul, you know, because, you know, it's a delay of the game there. They get a technical, but they know it. And every year it happens. And Ty Beard, my son-in-law, coached up there a few years, and we went up to one of those. That happened to be one of the games we went to. So it was pretty cool to see.
I want to know how that got started.
That's a good question.
Somebody was angry at one point and just decided to launch some toilet paper on the court.
But now it's a real thing there. And when they were tossing the teddy bears on the floor last night in the Farrell Center, I was thinking, it's not quite there, but it's getting close to the TP toss. So I'll show you some video of that because it's a really cool event there at John Brown University. All right, we're out of time. We got to move out of here. Matt Mosley is coming up next. Appreciate Katie Steger being on with us, previewing Baylor, Texas volleyball tonight in the Farrell Center. Congratulations to Steven, who correctly guesses the cover of Sports Illustrated. You got some catching up to do.
I do. I'm like four behind. I think he's on a four-guest streak.
He's on a roll. We'll do it again. Not next week, but in 2 weeks.
I'll start preparing.
Don't cheat. Whatever you do, don't cheat. But appreciate you listening as well. Now stay tuned. Matt Mosley is next, The Matt Mosley Show, here on ESPN Central Texas.
Hello, hello.